Hi, this is Austin.
And Tasha.
We're getting ready to go behind the scenes.
Review episodes.
And generally have fun.
Welcome to
the Adventures in Odyssey Vlogcast. Hey everyone, welcome to the 6th episode of the Adventures in Odyssey Vlogcast.
Yeah, we hope you enjoyed our last podcast. It was real fun for us.
Yeah, we really enjoyed it. And you know what? Our last podcast was a real milestone for our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Do you even know why?
We had our first interview.
We have never interviewed anybody before that. Not just for like audio, but nobody else like in written form either. So, and that was a lot of fun. But also, we had no newscast in that episode.
Yeah, you're right.
That was the first.
Yes.
And it was our longest podcast, too.
Was it? How long was it?
Hold on, let me check. Let's see. 41 minutes and 3 seconds. That's pretty long. It was longer, but at the last minute I had to cut some little unnecessary things out of it. And one milestone about it, that it was just because it was our 5th episode. Now that may not seem so significant to you guys or Tasha, because all she does is talk. But I'm the one that takes that, edits it together, put music in, export it, make it MP3s, tag it, upload it, promote it. That's a lot of work. For only people out there that have their own podcast, you know what I mean. But you never really know, you never really appreciate that kind of stuff. Like, if you're the official podcast and see how much work that goes into it, you really appreciate how much they have to go through just for like an 8-minute or 10-minute podcast. And for us to do like a longer set of time, it's a lot of work, but I do enjoy it, though. So, that was a real milestone for us. Oh, and you know what? Our combined podcasts together, so far we have done 2.3 hours of audio. Okay. Well, if you guys haven't heard our last podcast, make sure to go back and listen to it. Now, let's hear some
reactions from the fans.
Well, the first feedback we got from our last episode was from American Eagle. Here's what he said. I enjoyed this a lot. It must have been cool to interview them. Great job.
Yeah, you're right, A.E. It was very cool to interview them. I still can't get over that we really talked to them. But we want to really thank Nathan Hubler for putting everything together, and for Ron just taking the time to talk with us. Okay, our next feedback was from Jacob. He says, hey, great podcast and interview, guys. There are some really neat answers from Bob and Jesse. Hope you can interview more people in the future. I also have enjoyed your previous podcasts. I think it works better than having two hosts, as opposed to someone trying to go solo. And with you two being brother and sister, it just makes it more special. And then he has a smiley face. He says, hope to hear more from you guys soon. And says, signs off. Yeah, we're hoping to interview someone in the future. I won't say anything yet, but if we do interview this person, we're going to get questions from you guys, so you can be part of it. The reason that we didn't get questions from you guys to ask Bob and Jesse is it because we wanted to be just a big surprise for you guys.
Yeah, and I think it was.
Yeah, we really do enjoy working together, too. Being brother and sister helps a lot more than just people that don't know each other as well. And there's a lot more bantering when you're brother and sister, and a lot more chemistry. So, yeah. Well, thank you so much for that review of our podcast, Jacob. Also on his AIO Fans Life blog, Marvin D. says, about our podcast, that has to be like the most awesome, mystical thing ever. I never heard the word awesome, mystical thing ever.
It's a new word.
Well, I've heard of supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, but never that. I have an easier time doing that one than awesome, mystical.
Awesome, mystical. No, that sounds like your name. Well, anyhow.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you really enjoyed it, Marvin. Okay, how about we review clutter?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. You know what? I was really hoping to hear the theme song this episode. We didn't have it for the Inspiration Station Parts 1 and 2. And I was hoping for now a single episode that we would have hear the theme song. But we didn't. I thought for sure, like, after the scene with Red and Mr. Parker, David. I'm gonna go and tell my family about a garage sale. I thought it would go like into the theme music. Like they had like sometimes in the other episodes before this they had like a scene and then went to the theme song with no clips from the show and they just went on like that. I was hoping for that, but they didn't do it.
Well, why don't we start from the beginning and talk about Red?
Okay. There is many things I could say and not say about Red. It's not that I don't like him. I don't know. I mean, he's a new character. And hearing from him the first time, what do you think of him?
I like him. He sounds something like, you know, we've been to the southern parts of the United States, I guess you'd say. And the way he talks, the way he acts.
Talks like Mater.
Yeah, like sort of.
Like Mater? Yeah, he sounds kind of... I can see now that he's kind of quirky, and I'm glad he's not going to be like Wooten. I like his phrases like, it's common as picket tracks. I think those are going to be real famous Odyssey quotes sometime soon.
It's kind of like Bernard Sayings.
Yeah, I've read that someone said that they think this person is probably going to be the one to replace him with Bernard.
Hey.
I'm not sure if they're going to replace him or not. I mean, Dave Madden's still around. I'm still hoping Bernard will come around.
Hey.
But he seems maybe a pretty good character. And I sort of like him. But one thing that bugs me is that he's the one that owns a Harlequin Theater now.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I don't like it because he doesn't seem like the person who would own a dinner theater. I mean, Edwin Black was great. I know that they're putting new characters on the show, and I know Earl Bowen's pretty much retired, except for the last things he did for Odyssey. But, I mean, they don't even have to have a new person for their Harlequin Theater. They could just keep saying that Edwin was there. They don't even have to mention the Harlequin Theater. They don't want to. I mean, Red can just be, you know, he's like a fix-it man all around town. But Harlequin Theater? Ugh, that's...
He's
crazy.
He's too quirky to run the Harlequin Theater. Harlequin Theater.
Yeah, and I'm gonna miss Edwin really much. Really, really much. Or very much.
Oh, please.
Oh,
so
Edwin.
Sorry.
Edwin. Oh, he is so funny.
Yeah.
Okay, enough about Red. Let's talk about the Parkers.
Again.
Okay, we didn't hear that much of them as a family in the first episode of the first part of the Inspiration Station. I mean, we heard Olivia and Camilla by themselves, we heard Matthew the whole thing, and Eva was in one scene in the part two, but now they're all together, pretty much they're the main characters of this episode.
They were as a family, really, in the first part, remember?
I know, but not for a very long time, not enough for us to know how they really were as a family.
The chemistry
between them, I mean, the kids, the bickering, reminds me so much of the Barclays.
A family isn't complete without their children bickering, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think the Washingtons really ever did that. I mean, Marvin might tease a little bit, but that's pretty much it. I think someone said that they think Matthew Parker's like a nerdy Jimmy Barkley. I don't see how they got that, though. But I do like Matthew.
Yeah.
One thing I had a problem with, and probably with the other one too, is... what's her name? Olivia. Oh, her voice, I can probably get closer to it. I mean, someone said that she sounds to me more like a 13-year-old more than like an 11-year-old. And, like in the scene in Matthew's bedroom, like, when you're, Lily say, what's going on? And then, what are you guys doing? It was so hard to distinguish if one of those was Olivia and one was Camilla.
Yeah.
And they should probably got a different sounding actor for pray yeah. Olivia. Oh, I love the quote where,
Dad, she said, will you,
can you take your youngest, daughter back to where you found her?
Yeah, that sounds like something you'd almost say. Almost.
That was so good. And Olivia and Camilla fighting together, I mean, mostly through the history of Odyssey and the families, we've only heard, like, a brother and sister bickering, but in this, pretty much just the sisters bickered. And I liked it when, Eva started quoting Spanish. Like, the one she's saying, like, it meant, she said a word that meant, like, irresponsible or something like that, and said, what does that mean in English? And she tells him the words, and I like it, it sounded better in Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Parkers are really growing on me. I think they'll be a great addition to Odyssey.
Now we know she's a nurse, so...
Yeah, and when Wit came by and asked her to help with the nursing skill, with their nursing skills, she may be like a, work at a clinic. She could do it like, you know, voluntarily or something like that. Obviously in the last one. But I think we'll probably learn about that later. Maybe someone gets really hurt in the Parker family, she has to help them. Well, moms do that too, but she'd know a little more about it.
Yeah.
Oh, and did you notice that, Wit pronounced Eva's name Ava?
Ava.
Yeah,
and
that's
David
Spanish.
Actually said it too, Ava.
No, I think he said Eva.
He said Ava once.
But I think I heard someone say that, like, Ava is, like, the correct way in Spanish to say Eva. I loved it when the sprinklers came on at the end of the yard sale.
I forgot to set the sprinklers.
That was so funny.
He had everything out on the lawn and...
Whoa. But you know what that reminded me of? It reminded me of the Barclays. Remember when, Our Best Vacation Ever, where they sprayed each other with the sprinklers. I wonder, you know, like, there were some references in the last two episodes. I wonder if that was a direct reference to that episode. But that was so fun. That was the funniest ending ever. It's like, quiet everyone, please get off the lawn. Sorry.
I don't think they're going to want to be selling. I don't think people are going to buy the rest of their stuff.
Oh, and that reminds me of, like, can you guys quit yelling out the window? It makes the neighbors nervous. It's hard enough getting a babysitter for you guys. Okay. Overall, I have to say this, even though we've only heard 4 episodes of the season, so far this is the best one I've heard yet.
Oh.
So I'll give it 5 stars.
You weren't going to say I was, so 5 stars.
Okay. Guess that's our review of Clutter. Let's move on to Game for a Mystery.
I'm game.
Funny. Okay. New character overload. That's what one Aussie fan called this episode. And, yeah, there was a lot of new characters. There's Emily Jones, her brother Barrett, Simon Jones. Oh, what's the mom's name?
I don't remember.
And
we call ourselves Odyssey fans.
Well, we've only heard it one episode, so we can get by with it. Okay, what did you think of Emily?
She, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure she's played by an adult. We'd have to check on that. Her voice sounds a little similar to Olivia, doesn't she?
Yeah.
That if they're gonna be in the same scenes. And it's hard to distinguish Olivia and Camilla's voice. So when you mix Emily's with it, it's going to be really hard to tell whose voice is whose.
Yeah.
But you can tell Emily really likes being a detective.
Mm-hmm. It kind of reminds me of Heatwave.
Yeah, that... And her narrating it, it was just like Heatwave, like Jack and Oscar.
Yeah.
And also another thing that reminded me of Heatwave, at the end of the show... when, like, Emily says, cue the theme music, and Matthew's like, whoa, we have theme music? That reminded me so much of that part in when Jack and Oscar were in the woods, and Jack's like, said, like, well, follow him, but quietly, and then Oscar makes all those loud noises with the leaves, and I said quietly, and then he goes real quiet. He said, great, how did you do that?
Oscar said,
effects. Yeah, that reminded me a whole bunch of that. And again, it seemed like they're sort of copying the old episodes. I don't really mind that much, because I like to note similarities, just as long as they're different enough from the other episodes to distinguish them as their own, if you get what I mean.
Shall we talk about Barrett?
Yeah, let's. He sounds like Trent, doesn't he?
Come to think of it, yeah.
Because, actually, I also, looked for the one that played Barrett, and he's actually played by an 18 or 23-year-old boy.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I think, I forget the guy that plays him, but he does a real good job because he does sound like a real kid.
Yeah.
I mean, Barrett, he's so different. I mean, a lot of Odyssey kids have been pretty much the same. But this Barrett, this boy named Barrett, he is loud, very loud. Like, all right, confession is good for the soul, Nelson. And you're, or something like that. Yeah, Barrett seems kind of annoying. I mean, he's funny, but still kind of annoying. But I think I might like him pretty good. More than Emily, though.
I don't know. I think I like Emily better.
Let's talk about the rest of the Jones family. There's Simon Jones. He is a crack-up.
Yeah. Didn't somebody say he was a lawyer or something?
No, he's a judge. According to the official podcast. He didn't mention his work in this one, but I'm sure there will in the future. He was so funny, like, he's like, oh, can you hear that? It's the hedge calling your name. They say, oh, bring us back to, bring the electric head trimmer and bring us back to, something, I can't remember. And I had to listen to it over several times before I can pick up all those quotes right. And mom just sounds pretty much like just typical mom, not any different than the other moms in Odyssey, pretty much. Okay. Let's talk about the mystery aspect of the story. A lot of people are complaining about this episode. A lot of people don't like this episode. Some actually really hate it, but some like it. I think a lot of the reason they don't like it is because it didn't move that quickly. And I like a little slower pace Odyssey episode sometimes, as long as they get some, like, maybe some higher action adventure stuff later on in seasons to come. But, also another thing they complain about is that, like, the Jones and Parker detective mysteries in the clubhouse and stuff was supposed to be, like, Encyclopedia Brown, where they give you all the clues, and then you have to, like, go to the end and then solve the mystery yourself. Mm-hmm. They were expecting it to be like that, and they said there wasn't enough clues to let you solve the mystery yourself. I'm not so sure about that, or exactly agree with that, because the mysteries of in the clubhouse, they're in written form. Those, I'm pretty sure, you can probably solve yourself. But with this, it's an Odyssey episode. That's a little different. It's very hard to do that. And just because there wasn't all the clues there doesn't mean it wasn't a really good mystery. I mean, I like mysteries with real bad guys and, like, action-adventure and car chases and all that. That's just me. But this is like a mystery, like Heatwave or something like Harlow Doyle's The Case of the Candid Camera. But the mystery seemed okay with me. I mean, they gave you the clues, but of course with radio you have to describe a lot more, but you can't exactly always describe everything on the radio. And that's why Emily did it before we did, because we didn't get all of it. Because if you were the writer, it'd be very hard for you to convey that too. And I forget, the writer of this episode is Kirby Atkins, and I think she's a pretty new writer, and I think she writes another, or co-writes another episode in the season. Don't put so much blame on her, because, well, she's a new writer, and, like I said, it'd be hard to convey that Encyclopedia Brown feel to the episode. So the mystery is pretty good, because not all Odyssey episodes, all the clues are right there for us to solve, and or it'd be very hard for us to know. I actually suspected the raccoons. I had no idea of a crow, but I forgot that raccoons only do it at night.
I guess you'd say, back from science or whatever. If they can't get it open, then they fly up real high and drop it.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah, some guy in ancient Greece got killed by some kind of crow or something, dropped a turtle instead of trying to break it because his head was bald and the crow thought it was a rock. It's kind of funny, but it's kind of not.
Yeah.
It's a true story. I liked it where Matthew kept fighting with him, and like, I'm not your psychic, I'm your partner.
Partner.
Yeah.
Partner. Psychic.
Yeah. I would like the name psychic better than partner, but, you know, like, Robin's Batman sidekick and not partner. That doesn't sound right with superheroes and stuff, but... And what I love... Another thing I love about this episode is Nelson.
Woo!
And this is his first non-Kids Bro appearance. Well, he was in the Kids Bro episodes, and he was in, I think he's in two of the other Truth Chronicles. And since I've heard those episodes over and over again, I've come to like Nelson a lot.
Yeah, and I like having a science geek, even if
he's not really that sciencely minded. Not as much as Eugene. I think they probably did mean for Nelson to be like the brainy kid in Odyssey, but I guess Matthew's supposed to take that role. Yeah, Nelson was real good to hear Nelson. Another thing about this show, that there's really no regular characters like Wick, Connie, Eugene, Wooten. We haven't heard from Wooten in a while. I want him to come sooner. I was hoping he'd be in more episodes. And, you know, this episode also did really well, even though Wit didn't go there like to say the lesson. I mean, Wit is good at giving advice, but... Your parents can give good advice too, not just Wit. I like it when Barry just kept repeating, "My game,
my game, my game."
I think you better get him out of the road.
My game.
I think you better get him out of the road first. And also, I noticed pretty much right away when I heard on this episode that Barrett was playing Verminoids, not Zapazoids. I mean. Let's see, I forget. When was Zapazoids?
It's a new thing.
I think Zapazoids is last mentioned in Switch. But I wish it was Zapazoids instead. A little continuity. But there's also in the, in the ski from Forbidden Matrix, Dylan and Sal played, Insectoids or something like that. And Gloobers, too. Wouldn't it be funny if they had it Gloobers instead? I love that episode. I guess that's pretty much it. I guess we better get a final rating. So why don't you go first?
Oh, no. Age before beauty.
I think the show did very well with its pacing. And I liked how it... Even though it gave us brand new characters that we really didn't know, except for Matthew, which we have heard for 3 episodes, which I'm really getting used to Matthew... It did very well without any regular characters, and I felt pretty much that it was still Odyssey, even though none of the other characters was in. The humor was real good, it had some really good quotes that I'm going to be using once I hear it some more. I like the kind of mystery music, and like the jazz music in it. So I think I'd have to give this show 4 out of 5 stars. And don't just use the same one I do, too. Be at least 3.99 or something.
How about this? 4.5.
Okay. That's all we have to say for Game for a Mystery, and I don't think we'll be hearing another mystery in this season. Maybe in When You're Right, You're Right. There might be mention of it, but I don't think a real mystery. But in the next season, Album 52, Emily is going to be unmasking the Phantom of the School play of some sort. So... be interesting to know what that is, and probably a real, quote, bad guy instead of just some animal. Okay, that's pretty much it. Well, it looks like we've got almost six podcasts in the bag. Former podcasts, and what will the number be?
7, 8, 9, 10!
Uh-huh. 10 podcasts, and that's a bigger number than 5.
I'll say.
Well, we want to celebrate having our 10th podcast and sort of held the celebration of the second anniversary of the Adventures in Odyssey blog. So, we want you guys to get involved in this. We would like you guys to
and
give
girls.
Us your... We would like to give you guys and girls a chance to get in on the fun. We want you guys to send us your feedback on what you like the most about the Adventures in Odyssey blog. Now, we would really love it if you guys would do an audio clip and send it to us, like, either upload it onto a site and give us a link, or you can attach it to an email at austinpeachy@yahoo.com, or you can give us a text feedback, just like a comment on our blog or on Facebook or Town of Odyssey, and we'll get what we got. Hopefully we'll get a lot of them and use it on the 10th podcast. Okay, but here's some restrictions. If you're going to do an audio clip, it has to be no longer than 15 seconds. If you want to do a text feedback for us, then it has to be less 100 words. Okay, and you can find a lot of our contact info, different places you can contact us on our blog at aio-blog.blogspot.com. So, we want to hear from you guys. Well, I just wanted to make you guys aware of another really great podcast. It's not about Adventures in Odyssey, but it's about another radio show. The radio show, Down the Lane. Okay, yeah. You might think, oh, you're plugging something DGL on an AIO podcast. Well, I really like Down the Lane, so does Tasha.
Yeah.
And this podcast, I think I like it even more than the unofficial podcast. Well,
be careful.
Yeah.
Sarah might get upset.
Well, it's the best DGL podcast, and that's pretty good because there's only two of them. Anyway, on this podcast called The Slow Walk Down the Lane, Dave Brown and Daniel Gray review every episode of Down the Lane.
And if you want to hear his voice, get on it.
Yeah. So far, I've sent an audio review for the DGL episodes, like, and everyone else can too. If you like Download Lane, listen to the episodes airing on the weekends, send your review to Dave and Daniel. Actually, a whole bunch of fans send in their thoughts on that podcast, and it's really fun to listen to. And Dave and Daniel are great hosts.
Yeah.
Okay, and you guys can find them at slowwalkdgl.blogspot.com. Or, if you didn't get all that, you can either rewind this podcast, or you can go to our podcast notes on our blog.
Well, my watch says that we're just about out of time for this podcast.
Yeah, this podcast was pretty jam-packed, wasn't it? Well, you guys are probably going to get some even more good surprises from the AIO blog this year. Maybe like a new interview from an Odyssey cast member or crew. I'm hoping to get this podcast up on iTunes so more people can find out about it. And a couple other things I'm working on. I think we better stop before we go too long. The Adventures in Odyssey blogcast is a production of the Adventures in Odyssey blog.
Check us out anytime at aio-blog.blogspot.com.
And you can check us out on Facebook. See you guys.
Bye.